This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Well, all right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Today, well, I feel like it's appropriate. We're going to talk about inflation. It turns out if you just print money, spend money, promise to spend money, and I don't know, offer $2,000 a check, a $2,000 check every month for eternity, you know, when they say till the pandemic ends. You know, that's the little myth that they keep floating around in Washington. Turns out those things might have an effect on inflation. Inflation is the value of a dollar, right? How far it goes. I guess economists say there's some kind of formula for inflation, and it's MV equals PY. And it's money times velocity equals price and yield, all right? So velocity is how often it's changing hands and money. And then price, you know, the cost of something specifically. And then the yield, meaning like how much of the stuff is out there. And I don't know if you guys remember, but at some point on the show I had said, oh, they came up with a new plan, and turns out that economists now at Harvard and a couple Yale are both saying that it turns out we can print as much money as we want and costs will never go up. And I thought that I would dig down and try and you know, get to an explanation of that. And I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? That doesn't make any sense. That's ridiculous. Now, their argument is, all right, so when Milton Friedman explains inflation, and he's the economist who all the Republicans and you know, the think tanks like to refer to as, you know, the authority. And honestly, if you watch the guy on YouTube or take a listen, he's really a brilliant, brilliant man. His example is, he'll say, well, if a helicopter came along and dropped $1 million, then everybody would have more money. If they had more money, they would have more buying power as far as potential money to give you. And say you had, we'll work in a world where there's a piece of pizza with eight pieces. And everybody has $100 in their pocket, and there's 15 people. A helicopter comes over, drops $1 million. Do you think everybody's still going to be offering, you know, $2 for a piece of pizza if they want it? Or you think you might be like, well, I'll give you 100. because you want to be one of the 8 people who get a piece of pizza, right? That's the idea of inflation. So now people will pay more. Well, they're saying that, first of all, that argument falls flat. This is their argument. It's not my argument. Turns out I happen to agree with that argument. They say that argument falls flat because we have people who are thinking and planning. It's not a random helicopter. These are people who are smart, who are deciding to put more money in the economy. See, you didn't think about that, did you?
Yeah, because they're smart.
They're thinking. They're not just doing it at random. They're like, hey, now is a good time to do that. So then we go on from there. Then they say, so when the smart people plan to put money in the economy, what they do is they see that, hey, right now nobody is working. If people started working when we put all this money in the economy, then they would create more products. So the yield would go way up. So since the money is going way up and the yield is going way up, that's a number on each side of the equation. So therefore, it would still be equal. See what they did there? So the price could remain the same. But do you imagine if we give everybody $2,000 a month that all of a sudden everybody's going back to work and all of a sudden producing way more shit?
Yeah, aren't we at 0% unemployment right now?
Well, that's...
Oh, wait. Not... No. Oh.
Actually, yeah, I keep reading articles about how everyone's like, fuck it, we're not going back to work. Yeah, you're giving me more?
Yeah, I heard a lot of people saying that same thing. Why would I go back to work?
Yeah. So anyway, that's the argument, and that's where they're coming from on that when they say that they've worked it out. So it, obviously, in my mind, that fell short and, you know, whatever. But either way, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but if you've tried to buy wood in the recent past, it turns out boards are getting expensive. Now, you're not going to believe this, but some people would describe wood as a building block of homes and buildings. See what I did there? You like that?
Yes.
So if it's a building block, that's one of the key components, wood. And if wood costs a shit ton and it costs a shit ton to get your house built and contractors get paid by building you a house, then... Now,
right.
You would think that that money would be being spread all around. So you'd be like, well, hey, this is okay because the guys who own property and have lots of trees, they're going to get paid. And the guys who haul that lumber, they're going to get paid extra. And the guys who, you know, mill it are going to get paid. And then Home Depot is going to get paid. Everybody's making more profit. So there's tons more money coming into my pocket. Things are good. Well, it turns out it's not that way. It's the mill company has done like a correction and is getting like 40% more profit than they were before. Whereas the guys selling the wood, the guys hauling the wood, the stores, you know, selling it directly to the consumer, none of those guys are getting any increased profit on that. It's really right. Just the companies who are doing the milling. And there's a lot of industries like that where we're seeing key players are doing corrections where they've been taking it in the butt for a while. And they're like, you know what? We're done with it. And we're starting to see. So you said you had some other examples of stuff going on.
Yeah. One of the big ones right now there's going to be a big shortage on bleach. One of the main manufacturers of bleach and chlorine in, Texas or Louisiana had a massive fire, so they're not producing it now, which means that now everybody's opening their pools. They need more bleach, and the standard use of bleach for just laundry and household cleaning is still there. So
yeah, but
prices are gonna shoot up with bleach and chlorine.
Yeah, but now swimming pools, that's just a luxury for the rich, right? I mean, we don't have to worry about it. It's common folk like you and me, right? But we do. Well, you and me like, clothes. And you and me like drinking clean water. I mean, that's a thing,
right? Right. I still enjoy that. Another thing that's going up is corn prices. What happened there was there's a massive pig die-off in China, which is causing more corn to be imported into China, which means that there's more corn, less corn for everybody else to go around. So now I know you think corn, you know, we don't use corn, you know, whatever. You just don't eat corn. But corn's in a lot of shit. Corn's in ethanol, which goes into fuel, which also has a shortage now.
Ethanol's a scam. I'm just saying. All right. As far as your fuel goes. But either way, guess what? It's still in our gas, whether it should be or not. So either way, we're paying for it. So we need it.
Right. And, you know, our fuel prices are going up now. I don't know if we talked about this before the show, but there's a major cybersecurity attack on one of the major East Coast fuel pipelines.
Now,
that was just a couple of days ago.
Well, it was this morning. Well, it's Friday. And today's Sunday, so a couple days ago. So the oil pipeline thing, now, right now it's Sunday morning when we're recording this. So stuff, you know, I mean, stuff seems to always kind of work itself out. You know, you ever notice that? Like things kind of, we always just kind of get a hit where it's just another thing. And, oh, yeah, gas is another dollar a gallon and suck it up. That's, in my mind, how things play out usually. But realistically, I was reading an article and a lady from the White House said, this isn't a major pipeline. It is the pipeline for the East Coast. It does supply 45% of all diesel, gasoline, and jet fuel distributed throughout the East Coast. It's a company called Colonial, I believe, who owns the pump pipeline. Sorry. And so anyway, gas... According to them, it was a ransomware attack, and it's one of those, hey, we shut down all your shit, and if you don't pay us, we're going to leave it shut down. As of yesterday, they kept saying, like, no article, like, really said it was down. It was kind of like, yeah, we're working on getting everything back to normal. If it was shut down for a long time, this would be really bad. Okay, read the next article below this one. It looks interesting. They're talking about blue dresses or something. So I was like, oh, okay. And I went off on the blue dress, you know, and whatever. So then I'm like, hey, you know, that's kind of weird. Gas just went up 30 cents up the street. And this is last night. And I'm like, let me check that out. And I go and I search it this morning. And the article from Politico says, and I'm quoting here, the main fuel supply line in the U.S. East Coast has shut down indefinitely. Now, I don't know if they understand what the word indefinitely means, but at least that to me means we have no fucking idea when that shit's coming back up. That's what that means to me. Right. But you guys, you know, I mean, that's the thing with a podcast is you're probably reading this a week or two later. Or sorry, hearing this, you know, later on in the week or whatever, odds are probably work itself out, probably be up. But my gut says if you live on the East Coast or possibly anywhere, you're probably paying more for gas right now than you were when I first talked about this, is my guess. But, you know, hey, now let's see if I'm a future predictor. When you were sitting down having Mother's Day coffee.
Right. On top of that, buy toilet paper. On top of that, there's a shortage of semiconductors, which means that there's going to be a shortage or an increase in price of new vehicles. Tesla is slowing down production. Ford is slowing down production. So if you're planning on buying a new car, do it today because it's only going up from here.
All right. Wait. Let me stop you before we list out more stuff. So you had mentioned corn and China. Well, so corn or China did have a big issue and was buying extra food. I went down a rabbit hole with China when I was searching this stuff out. Turns out, though, they said they have a shortfall of food at about 70% of what they produced in a year for certain key areas. But China's been buying 180% of the corn, the wheat, the rice. China was buying rice. I was like, why? China buys rice.
From us? And,
well, not from us, but they of the world market, right?
Right.
And they had upped everything they were purchasing. And it was almost like maybe they know something. Like they were way overcorrecting was the weird thing. And so that just seems very odd to me and something we might want to keep an eye on. All right. But now back to your list here.
So there's also going to be a shortage of olive oil, cheese, coffee, chicken wings, which I don't know what's going on with the rest of the chickens.
I have some insight.
Just the wings?
It's just the wings. All right. Because I take chicken wings very seriously. So, you know, it's a key staple, you know, part of the food pyramid. Chicken wings are the bottom. They're like the anchor. Right. All right.
They're the basis. So
it turns out this is my neck of the woods. And turns out when everybody's getting free checks in the mail, people are like, fuck it, I'm not going to work. You want me to cut chicken wings off birds and I could just stay home and get welfare? They're like, fuck it, I'm just staying home. And turns out it's the processing. Nobody's willing to you know, cut it up. So that's why. Whereas they just grind that shit up, they're like, fucking throw it in there, make it a nugget. We have nuggets for everyone. You know, instead of soybean green, we can all have nuggets.
Yeah. Well, I know Burger King is selling 10-piece nuggets for $1.79 at my local Burger King here. But have you ever had Burger King nuggets? They taste like shit.
Yeah, they're more bread than chicken.
Right. So iPads and iMacs. Prices are going up. Production is going down.
Wait, I want an iPad.
Not this year. You're going to have to wait it out.
I'm buying an Apple computer today. So that's all I'm telling you. So check this shit out. I was looking at Apple computers because, believe it or not, this fine podcast is actually recorded on an Apple computer. But you're not going to believe it's recorded on an Apple computer from 2009. That's way back before the hills got dusty. I mean, that's back in the day. So I was looking at new ones and they were like, this one loads up in under 15 minutes. And I'm like, ooh, tell me more, you know, cause that was kind of exciting for me. No shit, dude. They said that it was something ridiculous. Like, I'm way off. So something, it was like one chip has 16 billion it's like 1.6 billion transistors. Either way, a billion's a big number on one chip. I'm like, how? So that means it can do like a billion thoughts.
Right.
That's insane in a chip. Because a transistor is a, you know, a one or a zero, right? So every action, you know, it can hold all these, all right, this, all right, that, you know, in its mind. I don't know. That's, to me, that's pretty amazing. But
Well, there's going to be a shortage, and there's also going to be a shortage of plastics due to the snow apocalypse that happened in Texas this past spring. So with all this stuff going up in price, the market being flooded with more bills, but not necessarily more products. What are you going to do about it? I mean, how do we get ready? We see this coming. How do we get ready for this, Chuck? What do we do to prepare ourselves?
Oh, I was supposed to come up with the prepare part. Now, actually, I do have kind of a list of some things that we might want to look into.
All right. What do we got?
Well, one, I would run out and buy toilet paper. I got to tell you right now. That's my first, you know, go-to. I don't know. I guess that joke's getting a little bit old. But I'm I will say, I mean, it's pretty serious when you don't have toilet paper and you reach over and you're like, hey,
you got people are like, I have your ass back out with a garden
I haven't
hose.
Got a square to spare. I don't know.
You just use both sides, bro.
You guys are not old enough to remember, but anyway. So, or actually maybe people who listen to our podcast are old. I don't know. Maybe they're all old like us. I don't know. Anyway, so honey lasts forever. Awesome. Staple. Sugar. Mm-hmm. Big store. The thing is, you got to keep sugar dry, right? That's
right.
You had mentioned olive oil being on the list. Now, oil tends to go bad. I believe the word they use is rancid, right?
Right. Yep.
You don't want to – oil is something you want to use that year and work through. But you should kind of have a year's supply of oil. Juice mixes are a big store item that you can do. Yeah, I'm talking about the powder. As water has to be filtered or whatever, you might have to resort to common folk where you like drink the water out of the tap instead of from a plastic bottle.
Oh, gross.
That's like the same thing that comes out of the toilet bowl. It's like that.
I know, like the toilet water? Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. So that's where you're going to want to like have that sugar and the drink mixes to put in there because that shit'll, you know, take the edge off it. Make it taste more like that plastic bottle taste that you're used to, you know? Let's see. Condiments tend to last. Rice and flour. That's always a go-to is rice and flour. You can buy big bulk. Bottom line, you can fill a lot of bellies with that. Potatoes. But also, I would think you want to step up your garden this year. It's just a regular level of preparedness.
Yeah, this is a good year for planning. I think a lot of people are doing it just because of the pandemic. You know, they experienced last year shortages of, you know, fresh vegetables and things like that. And I think a lot of people are preparing for, you know, that sort of thing. I see more and more people raising chickens in my area. I see more and more people with gardens in my area. You'll even see some of the places that sell seed packets are short this year of certain things. So you might want to get out there and get planted. This is a good time to actually get some stuff in the ground. If you're not doing it this weekend or next weekend, you might be a little bit late on some of the stuff.
Right. You know, unless you're up in Maine or something. But so bottom line, when you start producing and taking care of yourself, you know, that's that whole prepper mindset, right? But the more you can do, one, things aren't being shipped and delivered. That's a big thing. Things don't have to be kept fresh or cold, you know, like in a factory to get it to you. You can go out to your garden and pick the lettuce today, you know, and it's fresh and you're eating it today. One, it's healthier. I mean, that's never been my goal. And when I pick food is something that's healthier, right. But I imagine there's people that go for that kind of thing.
That actually care about their diet and things. Yeah.
Right. Don't want to die. I mean, you know, whatever you do, right? So anyway, there's that kind of stuff, but just having the supply chain right at your door, you know, where you go out and you're eliminating all that extra traffic, all that extra, you know, diesel being used, it's self-reliance. You're not dependent on the government. And that's really our goal. I mean, that's where we want to be, is where we can handle our own shit. That's what, you know, that prepper mindset is really about. As things start to get out of control, if things got really bad with inflation, it can go down an ugly road. I would say, one of the first things you start to see is the food shortage. You know, when you have diesel and trucking, that's going to be your weak link. You're going to see migrations of people kind of getting out of the, you know, the bad areas. That's pretty typical. Then as inflation gets worse, you know, Kevin mentioned all those things, you're going to start to see utility disruptions. Those guys, you know, it actually takes skilled labor. I don't know. Kevin, would you describe it as skilled labor that brings our water to our house? you know something, right?
There have to be people that actually do physical, hard, manual labor that know.
Well,
what
that's
doing.
A rarity in today's world.
The electricity that do hard labor. They're rare to find those people.
The electricity man, you know, that kind of thing. These things, you know, matter. Then you're also going to start to notice crime increases. Mm-hmm. So, you know, break-ins, that kind of shit, that stuff, you know, starts to become more and more frequent. You'll start to get the mugging. Because thing is, people get desperate. And when people are desperate, they do things they wouldn't have considered before. You know, I mean, just think of it like this. So everything kind of falls apart, zombie apocalypse. You wouldn't think twice about going in and taking stuff out of a store if you knew that store owner was never coming back and everything's whatever. You'd be like, well, I'm going to get mine before somebody else gets it because somebody's going to take it. Whereas you might not go and punch the lady holding the can of soup with her little baby and take the can of soup from her. But all of a sudden you realize your moral code has slid, you know, because that shit still wasn't yours. And that's that kind of idea. So people who already have questionable morals or are put in that more desperate situation because they haven't prepared and they haven't planned. And even if you have planned, you know, if you're like, hey, I'm good. I have $3,000 in the bank right now. You know, $3,000, it's a lot. But when things get more expensive, it can still, you know, it's not awesome. You know what I'm saying? Inflation can really rob you overnight. And just because it's the government doing it instead of this sketchy guy with the sketchy guy with the scar under his eye, you know, I mean, yeah, if he's doing it, but if it's, you know, Washington doing it, it's,
They're wearing suits, dude.
They're making the decisions.
Right.
Because you got to realize they're doing what's best for everybody.
The value of my money is going down and I have a large amount of money in my savings account. What am I going to do with my money? Where is a safe place to put it? You know, there's a couple of things that I would say investing your cash in right now is probably a good idea. One that we already talked about is just food, because you're going to be eating the food now or then regardless. You might as well buy some of it that's not going to go bad, some of the things that we talked about, before the prices go up, and then you're going to have more value for your money. Right. Another thing to think about is investing in tools. The more tools in your toolbox, the more work you can do, and the value of work is going to be increasing. So the value of your tools and the work you're going to be able to do is going to be increasing. So along with that, I would say working on new skill sets is a good, you know, a good game right now. Another thing that you might want to be looking into is working on cutting your bills right now.
Yeah.
You know, you can unplug the cable. It's not going to be the end of the world.
Just make sure you can still download this podcast. That's what I would tell you. Maybe get a new Apple so you could, you know, just stay on point with your podcast listening.
Yeah, that's really important.
We don't mean streamline your Patreon donations. We're not saying that. Like, that's not extra money that you can just, you know, stop at any time. We're talking about, like, the money that you don't even realize is being taken out, like maybe like Spotify. I know you're like, oh, wait, I listen to the Survival and Basic Badass podcast on Spotify, but you could download it somewhere else, right? I mean, you could still listen to us. Our iHeartRadio is free, right? Uh-huh. We're there. iTunes, I don't know. There's a bunch of them. But your Android media player, whatever the fuck, I don't know. It goes all over the place. I think we're on Amazon. So, you know, if you wanted to cancel Spotify, maybe that Hulu subscription. You know, most of that stuff's just shit. You don't really enjoy it. I mean, come on, really. You know, now, if I tried to cancel Discovery Plus and the wife couldn't watch, like, the Magnolia Network stuff and all that, then we'd be caught in danger.
That's a thing?
That's a thing. Network? Oh, yeah. You all don't want to. you don't want to mess around with the whole thing there. But there are things you can streamline out. You know, there's a lot of things that come out of your bank account that you might not even be aware of. Mm-hmm. And it's weird. We have like so many accounts that you don't even notice things. You know, things come out of my PayPal. Things come out of my, you know, oh, that hits my Discover card, or that hits my, you know, whatever. And it's all over the place where you don't even realize how much is just being taken out for nonsense every month. Your Amazon Prime isn't as cheap as it used to be. You know, all these things, Netflix, but
mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, if you go through your, you know, get the monthly bills coming out of your account, you might find things that you didn't realize you were still paying for.
Right.
You know, call your insurance company. If you're unlike Chuck and you haven't had a speeding ticket recently, you can probably renegotiate your insurance down a little bit.
That was you might even have
an old car that you're not even driving anymore that you're still paying insurance on. I mean, you know, you have to really go over your bills and see, you know, you could be spending money on shit that you don't even think about. You didn't even realize you were spending
money on. So you're saying I should turn in that motorcycle license plate that's sitting in my car and I can't cancel the insurance until I turn it in?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get to work. Oh,
shit.
I got it. Yeah. There's a lot of things like that, you know, $5 here and $5 there. It's not a big deal to even bother worrying about until things start getting down. You might find that $5 here and there is going to save you a lot more money in the end.
Yeah. There are a lot of things you can really look at, you know, like Dave Ramsey kind of, you know, he always had that podcast of kind of streamlining on spend money on what you really need. But I think he had some checklists that you can go through and kind of see where you're just kind of throwing money away. And a lot of times, I mean, I don't know that it's the case where I live now, but because the thing is the like cable and internet stuff that I have, there's like one choice for everything. It's not, there's no competition right. whatsoever. But I know when I was in New York, there were several cable providers I could go to. So you could call and be like, hey, you guys kind of suck. Can you try harder? And they would usually back down and lower the price. Things like that, you can kind of, you know, get them to edge. I'm just saying it's not a bad idea to kind of tighten the belt. But it's also a good time to make sure that everything's in order as far as your stores and stuff.
Right.
You know, when I caught wind of this pipeline stuff, again, not a big deal. I just think gas is going to go up. I mean, honestly, if they don't get it worked out, it is going to be a big deal. And it's going to really be a big deal. But my guess is they probably will get it worked out. Turns out everything does run off computers. And if you haven't got that shit straight, it's tough to go back and redo it all. And I know the big industry stuff that I work in, things are set up by outside. Like you'll have a contractor come in and, hey, handle this. Set this section up for me. And then you have the next thing, set this up for me. And then you get the guys on site who know how to maintain it, but they don't necessarily know how to from scratch write all the software and get everything up and inner working. It's a lot of hands end up making the big infrastructure that we have. So reproducing it, you know, just, oh yeah, I'll just go in and redo everything. When all your software has been corrupted is kind of a big deal, you know? I mean, I know we tend to have everything backed up. And I know many people have individual like flash drives to, you know, hey, this will bring up this section and whatever, but it's work and it takes time. And when you shut down a major pipeline, I mean, even as long as it's been shut down now, I can't imagine that gas doesn't go up to some extent. And it's the longer it is, every hour is, you know, millions of dollars, but that's spread out over, you know, a lot of places. So anyway, keep that in mind and just start speaking to prepare. Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of shortages, I noticed I heard there's a shortage of lethal injection drugs in South Carolina. Did you hear about this?
Okay. No, I have not.
Yeah. So they're unable to get the drugs for lethal injection. Now, South Carolina is one of the, I think, 12 states, something like that, that still have the death penalty. But they haven't had a death penalty in 10 years. They haven't put somebody to death in 10 years. As of last week, it was exactly 10 years since the last execution. Huh. They have 39 people on death row that are out of appeals, but they can't execute them because they are supposed to have the option of electric chair or lethal injection.
And but nobody's volunteering for electric chair?
Everyone seems to want the lethal injection, which they can't do, so they aren't allowed to kill. Now, they just changed the rules, though. The state of South Carolina now, again, has two options that you can pick from.
Yeah?
The electric chair and firing squad.
Ooh.
South Carolina just got a lot more metal. Nice. So that's the two options. You got to pick one.
I feel like either one could be in a rock video.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I think that if they were going to put me to death, I'd have to go with firing squad.
Well, electric chair just sounds bad. Like, I'm not afraid of getting dead by electrocution, but an electric chair just sounds bad. I don't know. Something about when he didn't put the sponge on his hat.
Green Mile.
Yeah, there's just something there that doesn't sound good.
That guy
good.
Just got cooked, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. That doesn't sound fun at all. I mean, I'd rather not die either way, but I'm just saying. That just seemed weird.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so something to think about. But either way, higher prices are coming. Whether you think it or not, they're coming. And it's kind of now we're at a safe place to be having this discussion because guess what? They're already here. I mean, if you haven't seen things going up at the grocery store, you know, everywhere you go, you haven't seen gas creeping up. It's been creeping up since the election. My wife tells me it's just in my head, but it's not. And anyway, just keep that in mind. Things are going up. Start to plan. Tell your boss to pay you more. Do what you can do. Start to trim the fat a little bit. And also maybe make some of the purchases. You know, if something's still a good deal, maybe do it. You know,
right.
Also start looking at things used, you know, sometimes because people are desperate for money too. Sometimes that's a better way to go, you know, go get that couch free on Craigslist, you know, maybe that's the answer, but don't bring home the bugs. You got to check for the roaches.
Right. You got to disinfect that, man. I know that when I was a poor youngster, I bought a couch from Goodwill.
Yeah. You get the free one on the side of the road.
Like infestation in my house. I had to bomb the whole goddamn house. Couch. Oh, it's a great couch. It only cost $100. Yeah. There's no fucking reason that it's at Goodwill.
Yeah.
That great old cat set it down there. And yeah, be careful what you're buying. It might be not worth the money
That's
you're
it.
Saving.
I like how people can walk away from something. I had a tenant one time who's like, yeah, I'm moving out. No reason. And I walk in with like shorts on, after she moves out, and I had like 100 flea bites on my legs in like 2 seconds. I'm like, oh shit.
Jumping out of that car. Yeah. Just the whole.
And I'm like, oh, I ruined this house. I'm out. And
yeah. Just burn it down now.
Just let it go. And I'm like, oh, she could have just asked. I could have dealt with this. You know, they sell stuff for this, but you know, I was like, whoa. Like, no shit, you're leaving. You can't even stand in there, you know?
Not going to have enough blood left after sleeping here one night.
Yeah, but all right. So anyway, bottom line, you know, you just tighten the belt a little bit, see what you can do. Start to look at ways you can produce for yourself. Take care of your own needs and maybe run out and fill your gas tank. I don't know.
Now, my friend in Georgia was listening to some podcasts on finance.
Okay.
And they're talking about, you know, investing your money, ways to invest your money. They said buying silver and gold isn't the best investment to have right now. It's better than cash, but if you really want to do it. You want to invest in specific types of stocks. But they also said that a good investment would be just buying guns. Just buy the guns, man.
Guns and ammo. I got to say, my ammo value. That's not necessarily
what he was saying. He thought it was funny. I'm not laughing about it, though. I think
you weren't laughing? My ammo stock has gone up in value quite a bit. And I have sold guns and ammo for a significant profit. It's awesome when you can sell it used. Now, and, you know, make more than you paid for new, you know, that's kind of a pretty sweet deal.
Right.
But yeah, there's stuff that, you know, whatever. It's funny, me and my kid, one of my kids does pretty well saving his money, makes good choices. And anyway, he has a significant amount of money that he was able to, you know, and he's like, look, I'm going to have it in the bank and I'm worried about inflation. And we're talking about different things he could do. We're talking about real estate and how that, you know, would go up. And anyway, and one of the others that we talked about was gas and oil, because we were saying, you know, with Biden getting elected, it was, you know, probably going to go up. And I got to say, he's got to be pretty happy, you know, tomorrow morning when he wakes up and checks his stock prices, is my guess. Because we were talking about refineries. He had pipeline stuff, which I don't know about that, but as long as it was the other. But there was definitely some infrastructure stuff. And so anyway, just some, think about like shipping, distribution, these kind of guys. But again, some of them may be eating some costs. But realistically, your trick is really to be at home, is to take care of your own stuff, to find yourself not in a desperate situation, to put yourself in a position where you can take care of yourself, you can feed your babies, and you're not dependent on stuff further away. The closer to home, the closer to stuff that you can grow and take care of yourself. You know, Kevin had mentioned chickens, everybody doing that. I have chickens. I actually, for the first time ever, had one of my chickens actually hatch chicks. And just kind of did that naturally. So that's a new one for me. I've always heard about that happening, but mine will always get broody and go sit on eggs and then nothing happens. And I'm like, oh, you're stupid, whatever.
Yeah.
But turns out there's chicks there and they can keep them warm without a light. Who knew?
Yeah. I have a similar problem right now. I waited too long to take some eggs from my ducks, and the ducks are now trying to sitting on eight eggs. I had to fight her off and, you know, throw her outside the fence and steal the eggs, because I'm not interested in eight more ducks, dude. I already have more ducks than I want, and they're just a pain in the ass, honestly. They're just like chickens, you know, just straight assholes.
That sounds right. So anyway, think of more ways that you can be self-reliant. And like Kevin said, maybe some opportunities to, you know, bring in some extra cash, some extra skills that you might be able to work on. And maybe think of investing in the resources you might need to do those, you know, jobs. So if you're like a leather worker or something, you know, and you can make some cool shit, maybe invest in materials, you know, or, I'm pretty handy with my tractor or whatever, and some different stuff there, maybe some implements that'll make the job easier, a new trailer or whatever it takes. Those kind of things could maybe, you know, help ensure that you're able to bring in some cash. Just something to think about, because, you know, bartering and trading is not a bad thing. Maybe go back and revisit the barter skills episode, something like that. But anyway, keep an eye on prices. Start tightening the belt. Just make sure you have things in order is all I would recommend. And maybe don't be afraid to buy the things that, you know, seem right, that have value. Now, I would say don't get in debt. That's not the move. Nobody's saying go, you know, take the credit card and you know, buy some shit. Although, honestly, that may pay off if you buy the right shit. But do a little research on that one first. But Anyway, if you enjoyed this, you can leave a review. Let people know what you think. You can support us on patreon.com/preppingbadass. Otherwise, stay safe, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
The Survival and Basic Badass Podcast is a proud member of the Self-Defense Radio Network.